Good morning, saints.
圣徒们，早上好。
We're going to talk about the church this morning.
我们今天早上要来谈到教会。
Not the building, right?
不是这个建筑，当然。
We're talking about us.
我们说的是我们自己。
So how about we read the title in English first and in Chinese?
我们先用这个英文来读一下这个题目，然后再用中文。
Knowing the church and the unique route of the church.
认识教会。与教会独一的立场。
Well, I was just kind of considering the title. Maybe we could have just said knowing the body. In a way.
所以我在思索这个题目的时候，也许我们可以说是我们要认识身体。
And the unique ground of the church. And the reason why I say that, it's because if we look at the church, we have to understand two aspects of the church.
可以说这个独一的立场，我们为什么这样说呢？如果我们来思考教会这个事情，我们可以看到教会它是有两面的。
The first aspect of the church is that it's actually universal.
第一面就是教会它是宇宙性的。
The universal church is not simply, yeah, it's kind of making a noise. Say, you want to go with this one? Yeah. It's okay. Change this one.Is that a little better? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Well, still making it. There we go. Oh, it's still doing.
Oh, two.
Anyways. Praise the Lord. Huh? Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Is that better? Aaron, it was me. Amen. Okay. So, there's...We're going to go back, a little backtrack here. We got distracted by the microphones.
我们有点打岔，我们要再回到正题上来。
Okay, so there's two aspects to the church. The first aspect is the matter of the universal body of the church.
那教会的两面，第一面就是说，这关于这个宇宙的身体。
And the second one is the matter of the local church.
第二面就是地方的教会。
The local church, right, is what we really know, is what we live every day.As saints,
那地作为圣徒们，我们其实常常接触的就是地方的这一面，就是地方的教会。
And the universal body, right, is something that is more abstract to us. It's not something that we kind of always understand.
那宇宙的身体来说，对我们来说常常是比较抽象的，不那么容易理解。
So my goal today is that you would see both.
目的今天就是让你们能看见这两面，都看见。
And there's a picture that when the brothers were sharing, they were sharing about the vine.
昨天晚上弟兄们给我们一个图画，就是那个葡萄树的图画。
And this vine, right, that the brother gave us this image, is this vine with many branches and spreading really, really far.
那弟兄们给我们看见这个葡萄树，它是有很多的枝子，而且是全地蔓延的。
Now,A vine is composed of two things.
那葡萄树它有两个组成。
It's composed of the vine itself as the solid portion of the vine that we see.
那第一个就是它这个葡萄树它自己就是那个最主要的那一部分。
And it also is composed of life.
那里面呢？还有这个葡萄树它里面有生命。
So now the question is, if I remove the life out of the vine, is the vine still a vine?
如果我们把这个葡萄树里面的生命拿走，它还是这个葡萄树吗？
Physically, it's still a vine. It's still there, right?
从物质上来说，它还是那个葡萄树，它还在那里。
Except it's a dead vine.
除非只是它现在是一个死的葡萄树。
Okay, so remember this picture.
想想这个图画。
And now I'm going to apply it to the church.
我们也可以应用到教会上面来。
We as the church,
我们作为教会
are a vessel to contain God.
我们是盛装神的容器。
So locally, we are containing God.
从地方来说，我们在那里盛装神。
And if I remove God from that container,
但是如果我们把这个神从这个容器里面拿走，
is the container still there?
这个容器还在那里吗？
Yes.
当然。
But it's dead.
但是它是死的。
You get my point?
你明白了吗？
So the universal body,
所以宇宙的身体
is the life of God.
就是神的生命。
And the body, the physical body,
那个物质的身体
is the church.
就是教会。
So if we're the vessel, what do we contain?
我们是，如果我们是容器，我们要盛装什么？
The universal body of Christ.
当然是盛装这个宇宙的身体。
Expressed locally.
在地方有彰显。
Do you get that?
这个大家明白吗？
Isn't that a simple way of understanding it?
是不是很简单的来理解这个事情？
Okay. So, the church, the body of Christ, is an organism.
教会基督的身体乃是一个生机体。
Christ as the true vine, with his believers as the branches, is the organism of the triune God.
基督这真葡萄树同着做其枝子的信徒乃是三一神的生机体。
Everything in the church must be in the natural, the nature of life.
是在教会里面，每一件事都必须在生命的性质中。
With the content of life and in the impartating of life.
是，有生命做内容，并分赐生命。
So, what is the church composed of?
那教会是由什么组成呢？
It's a vessel, but it's composed of what?
它是一个器皿，但是它由什么组成呢？
It's composed of us.
就是由我们来组成。
So, and we're composed of what?
我们又有什么组成呢？
Two parts.
我们有两部分。
Sorry, in a way. Okay, in a way.
但是说，你等一下。
We're a container.
我们是容器。
And we have the life of God.
我们有神的生命。
Those are the two parts I'm talking about.
我是这样来说，所以说我们是两部分。
Please don't mix it with the...You know, the body, soul, and spirit. I understand.
不要跟这个灵魂体这个来混了。
Just understand, I'm using this as an illustration.
我只是在这里做一个说明而已。
So, we're the members of the body.
我们是身体上的肢体。
In the church.
在教会里面。
So the church is the word ecclesia, right? I hope we're pronouncing it correctly.
教会这个希腊文叫伊克路西亚。
Means the called out ones.
意思就是说蒙召的会众。
So each member,
每一个肢体
contains a vessel,
是一个器皿
to contain God,
盛装神的
to express Him in life and nature.
在生命和性情里面来彰显他。
And we are called out,
我们被蒙召
as the church,
作为教会。
Okay? Amen. So we all get that? We're all following?
大家清楚吗？能够跟得上吗？
Okay. So, as the called out ones,
作为这个蒙召的会众
and the church,
这个召会
we need to express God.
我们需要来彰显神。
Okay. Now, how is that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
Well, it's very simple.
很简单。
We have a spirit.
我们有灵。
And our spirit touches God's spirit.
我们的灵就碰着神的灵。
That means God's spirit and our spirit are one spirit.
意思就是说神的灵和我们的灵是一个灵。
So that means we have to be one with God.
意思就是说我们要与神是一。
Now in the verses that we read in here, we talk about a lot of oneness.
在我们读的经节里面讲到很多的合一。
In Ephesians 4:4, right?
以弗所四章四节。
It speaks about the oneness.
也说到这个合一。
So we need to be one with God.
我们需要与神是一。
And that as a vessel,
作为器皿
we contain this oneness in us.
我们也把这个合一做盛装在我们里面。
And we express it.
我们也彰显这个合一。
Okay.
好。
So now how are we all together, the church and the universal body of Christ?
那我们怎么样来在一起作为这个宇宙的身体呢？
It's very simple.
也很简单。
It's by being one with God.
就是要与神是一。
So the oneness is the reason why we can express here in our locality today.
那这个合一就是我们为何能够在今天在这个地方上来彰显。
We can express here in our locality today.
就是也是我们所彰显的内容。
God.
就是彰显神。
Christ.
基督。
Okay. Now also here,
而且这里也讲到
we have to understand that there's the aspect of the ground of the church.
我们也要明白这里要讲到这个地方的立场的问题。
So this is more of the practical aspect.
啊，这个是讲到实行的方面。
So how do we have the ground of the church?
我们如何有这个地方的立场呢？
Well, if we look at the verses in Revelation 1:11,
如果你看这个启示录一章十一节，
it speaks of
它讲到
the church
这个召会啊，
right?
众召会。
And the seven churches.
那七个召会。
And each church
每个召会
is a city.
就是一个城市。
So there's only one church in one city.
也就是说一城呢只有一会。
There can't be two churches in one city.
这一个城里面不可能有两个召会。
Because that would mean there would be two gods.
意思说好像说这里有两个神一样。
There's only one God.
就一个神。
So you have to remember this, okay?
你要记住就是
We're vessels expressing God.
我们是盛装神的容器。
In one city.
在一个城里面。
Right? And there's only one God.
就有只有一个神。
So there can't be two churches.
也就不可能有两个召会了。
There can only be one church.
只有一个召会。
Because every member.
因为每一个肢体呢。
That contains God in them with their spirit.
在他们的里里盛装神。
Contain the same God.
是盛装的同一位神。
So it's impossible.
所以是不可能。
To have two churches.
有两个召会。
So now you would ask me the question. Well, there's many denominations.
哦，那你说，哦，这里有很多所谓的公会。
How about all the people?
哦，好，那所有的人，这些所有的人
，that believe in God，
这些相信神的人
，but go to different churches，
他们去到所谓的召会里面。
Notice I put quotes, right?
这些所谓的召会。
Okay. Remember, I said at the beginning, the church is not this building.
哦，我说到刚开始就说到说这个召会不是一个建筑。
We have to learn what words mean.
哦，我们要。认识到这个话它是什么意思
When someone tells you he's going to church, what do you think he means?
当一个人说他去这个教会他是在说什么呢
He's going to the denominational building.
他意思就是说其实他是去了那个公会的那个建筑
He's not going to church, he's going to the denominational building. That's what he's telling you.
他的意思并不是说他去到这个教会他而是说他要去到那个公会的或者说团体的那个建筑里面
Okay?So if that means he's going to the denominational building,
如果他的意思是说他要去到那个所谓的公会的或者团体的一个建筑里面
is he going to church?
那你说他真的是在去神的召会吗
Well, not really.
并不是这样。
But is he a member of the church?
但是他，那你要问他，他是召会的肢体吗
Yes, he's a member of the church.
他是召会的身上面的肢体。
See, we have to clear that up in our mind.
我们里面必须要清楚这一点。
Because it is very confusing.
因为这个其实对很多人来说是非常的混淆。
And the enemy makes it very confusing for us.
这个仇敌也是使这个在我们里面变得非常的混乱。
So, if we meet a believer,
如果我们遇到一个信徒
and he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ,
他相信主耶稣
as his Savior,
做他的救主
right, and he's baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit,
他也进到了父子圣灵的名里。
He is a member of the body.
他是身体上的肢体。
Okay? So that means that one is actually a saved one.
意思是说那个人他已经得救了。
And then he can meet in the church.
他可以在召会里面来聚会。
If he chooses to.
如果他愿意，当他选择，他要自己选择。
Okay.Now, how do we know if we're divisive, if we divide ourselves?
那第二个就是说，我们怎么知道我们自己是分裂的呢？
It's based on the oneness.
意思其实它的根据就是这个合一。
If you can be one with one another.
如果你能彼此合一的话。
And if you're one with God.
也与神是一。
And you're not dividing towards any other members of the body.
你与其身体上的其他肢体没有这个分裂的话
So if you're divided by taking another name,
如果你因着其他的所谓的名称而有产生了分裂
then you're dividing yourself.
其实你是把自己分裂了
So then you're still a member of the body,
虽然你是身体上的肢体
but you're not meeting it with the church.
但是你没有在跟召会聚集在一起
on the ground of locality.
并且是在这个地方的立场上
This is actually very, a little difficult sometimes for us to understand.
有时候这一点对我们来说是很难理解。
Because what happens is often we get tricked.
常常的事情就是我们这个被欺骗了。
Because we believe if someone believes in the Lord,
我们相信说只要有人相信主，
he's automatically part of the church.
他就自动是教会的一部分。
He's a member of the body.
他也是身体的一部分。
He may not be part of the expression of the church at that moment.
但是他那个时候还可能不是教会的这个彰显的一部分。
Now, remember I've been saying about the oneness.
记得我说到这个合一。
How important the oneness is.
这合一是非常的重要。
That means if you're not one with one another.
如果你们彼此没有合一的话，
and you're sitting here in the meeting hall.
你坐在这里，坐这个会所里面，
are you part of the church?
你是教会的一部分吗？
Well, if you're not one, you're divided.
当然，如果你没有合一的话，你就分，你已经是分裂的。
So you could be sitting right here, right now, listening to me.
你可能你坐在这里，听我在讲话，
and still not be expressing the church.
但是你没有在那里彰显这个教会。
Because the church is based on the oneness.
因为教会是在一的基础上的。
So I hope that helps.
我希望这个能够对你们有点帮助。
Because this, you know, when I was reading all these verses,
当我在读这些经节的时候，
I was really impressed.
我真的很受这个启示。
By the quantity of just verses and information and just the whole thing and the light of it was amazing.
这里面的光真的是非常的多。
And it's very difficult.For to explain it.
有时候真的也很难解释。
Now, the other thing I was going to ask is, who are members of the body?
那第二个问题我要问你们，你们觉得谁是身体的肢体？
So, do we have to be qualified in a specific way to be a member of the body?
我们是不是为了要成为这个身体上的肢体要有一些特别的这个条件呢？
The only qualification we need is.To believe in the Lord.
其实唯一的条件就是你要相信信入主耶稣。
If we believe in the Lord, then we are a member of the body.
如果我们信入主，我们就是身体上的肢体。
You know, I was reading these verses, and in one of the verses, it says that Herod's cousin was actually part of the church in Jerusalem. Is that correct, right?
那我读到这个里面有个经节说他那个西律的这个堂亲戚呢，有他是耶路撒冷教会的一个肢体。
Do you know who Herod is?
你知道这个西律是谁吗
？Herod is the one that slaughtered all the children he wanted to kill Jesus.
就是这个西律就是那个为着要杀害耶稣而杀了这个耶路撒冷附近这个全境的这个所有的男孩子那个王。
So his cousin is part of the church.
但是他的这个亲戚表亲，他是教会的一部分，一个肢体。
And you know, and there also, if you read at other verses, you see that they say, you know, Jews, Greeks, you know, blacks, whites, whatever, pink, yellow, whatever color you want to be, they were all part of the church.
其他经节里面说到，无论你是希腊人、犹太人、白人、黑人
，rich, poor,
富有的或者说不贫穷。
It doesn't matter.
他们都是没有关系，他们都可以成为身体上的肢体。
So if you're a vessel willingly,
如果你是一个愿意的这个器皿
，and wanting to receive the Lord,
也是愿意来接受主耶稣。
It doesn't matter who you are.
无论你是谁
，you can be part of the being a member of the church of the body of Christ.
你就可以成为这个基督身体上的一个肢体。
You notice I said being a member of the body of Christ.
记得我们说到这个做基督身体上的肢体。
Okay, so now we come back to the universal body of Christ.
那么回到这个宇宙身体，宇宙的身体。
Or knowing, yeah, the universal body of Christ, I think is a good word.
这个宇宙的基督宇宙的身体。
Okay, so who is part of the universal body of Christ?
那谁是这个宇宙身体的一部分呢
？All the believers.
所有的信徒。
All of them.
所有的
even if you're sitting in this chair,
如果你甚至你坐在这个椅子上
and you're saying, "Oh, I don't agree with what Brother Martin is saying right now."
那我说我你说的我都不赞同
and you're almost ready to leave and go out the door.
甚至你现在就准备要离开了。
And even if you are out the door,
甚至你已经离开了。
And you're meeting with another denomination,
甚至你和其他的所谓的这些公会聚会。
You are part of the universal body of Christ.
但是你还是宇宙基督宇宙身体的一部分。
So it doesn't matter.
这个没有关系。
You are part of the body of Christ.
你是基督身体的一部分。
Amen? Okay, praise the Lord. That was just the first point.
那其实这只是第一大点。
I hope you'll stay awake. Amen.
希望你们还能够
So how about we read A in English?
我们要读一下第一重点用英文。
Okay, so the only transaction we should have with one another, you know what a transaction is? Oh, sorry.
我们中间我们彼此之间能够有的唯一的交易，你知道
？Is the divine life?
就是这个神圣生命的交易。
So it's not based on if I agree with someone or I don't agree with someone.
并不是说我赞同某个人或者我不赞同某个人。
It's based on the divine life that's transferred from one to another.
而是在于这个从我们之间彼此流通的那个神圣的生命。
That you agree with me or not makes no difference.
你赞不赞同我这没有关系。
What's important is that we have a transaction.
重要的是我们之间有个交易。
That I feed life to you and you feed life to me.
就是你把生命喂养给我，我把生命喂养给你。
Man, so B. How about we read B?
第二重点。
In Chinese.
中文来读一下。召会全然是生命的事，我们的工作、说话、交通、服事、禁止、传讲信息、研读圣经和祷告，都必须是在生命的流通和生命的分次中。
How about we read C in English?
我们第三大点中英文。
According to the Bible, the church is not a building or an organization. Okay, so it's a great example to use a vine for the church.
所以其实这个葡萄树是教会的一个很好的一个比喻。
Because it's organic.
因为我们是生机的。
You know, we always want to have something structured in our life.
那我们天然的时候很喜欢有一些所谓的结构性的东西。
We were taught since we were little like this to have a structured life.
我们从小就被教育要有一个有这个组织的生活。
But the church life, the body life, is not something that's structured.
但是这个教会生活身体生活并不是这样的。
It's not an organization.
它不是一个组织。
It's an organism.
但是它是一个生机体。
It's living.
它是活的。
It's living.
它是活的。
Can we say that? It's living.
我们重复啊，它是活的。
It's not made to be structured.
它并不是要成为一个组织性的。
But it's not chaotic.
但也不是混乱的。
There's a difference.
这有一个区别。
It's living but not chaotic.
它是活的，但是它不是混乱的。
Is your body living?
你的身体是不是活的？
It's organic.
它是生机的。
And it's living.
它是活的。
But it's not chaotic.
但它不是混乱的。
Because if your body becomes chaotic,
如果你身体是混乱的话，
well, you're going to die.
那你就会死掉。
Okay, you need to have a living body.
你需要有一个活的身体。
And every portion of your body knows exactly what to do.
那你身体的每一份都能够各司其职。
But it does it in a living way.
但是它是以一种生机的方式来进行。
So how do we apply this to the body life?
那我们怎么样应用到教会的身体生活来？
Or to the church life?
或者说教会生活。
Once again, it's something organic.
第一个我们要认识到它是生机的。
Now that's also something very difficult.
这很难。
Because we'll always want to structure things.
因为我们天然都是想这个有组织性的东西。
You know, even the chairs we placed, right?
你甚至我们摆的这个椅子，我们。
You know, some brothers may say place the chairs like this.
有些弟兄说要这样摆。
Some other brothers may say place the chairs like this.
有些弟兄他说我觉得另外一种方法。
Some other brothers may say place the chairs like this.
还有弟兄会觉得是这样来摆更好。
So how should we place the chairs?
那我们怎么样来摆椅子呢？
Organically.
生机的。
Oh, great. What an answer to a question.
哇，真是一个很好的答案。
What does that really mean?
那这到底是什么意思？
That means we need to be one.
意思是说我们要合一。
You see, the most amazing thing about your body,
你知道这个身体最神奇的地方在于什么？
Is that it's one.
就是它是一。
It's actually one with one another.
它也是彼此合一的。
The trick of the church life is to be one.
教会生活的奥秘在于我们要成为一。
You know, there's a verse that says we must keep the oneness at all costs.
我们有一个经节说到我们要付一切代价来保守这一。
There's a reason for that.
这个这样说是有原因的。
Because if we're not one, then it's no longer functioning.
如果我们不是一的话，我们就没有办法进功用。
So the answer of how do you place your chairs?
答案是那怎么样来摆椅子呢
？In oneness.
要在合一里面来摆。
Does that help?
对你们有没有帮助啊
？Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're at D, right? Am I correct? We're at D.
Yeah.
How about we read it in English?
我们英文读。
Only the Spirit that we can see the vision of the church. Fail to exercise our spirit, instead stain our mind. We will unable to be clear concerning the church.We will merely consider the outward aspect of the church, such a condition of a meeting hall, or number, or appearance, race, and education level of the. Well, I think the chair example, you know, relates to this really well. So how about we read in Chinese, Roman 2.
我们读一下这个，用中文读一下二大点。召会地方的立场。基本上乃是在众地方教会中所实行基督身体独一的一。
How about A, in English?
Both
the universal body of Christ and the local church are uniquely one. B.
第二重点。
The body is universal, and the in English. We can do it in Chinese. B in Chinese. Sorry.
这是中文。身体是宇宙的，这个宇宙的身体。在一个城市只有一个显出，因此一个城市，只应当有一个教会。
How about C?
第三重点。
And there is one unique local church in each locality. This unique oneness is the basic element of the church life. Amen. How about one in Chinese?
第一小点中文，基督身体。神奇的身体是不分开的，也是不能分开的。这独一的身体彰显于许多地方教会里，乃是在三一圣的义里，如三一神所示的，也是在神圣的性质、元素、数值彰显功用和见证上。
Two in English.
第二小点英文。
There are many local churches, yet there are one divine.Okay, we're going to stop right here at 2. This point is really crucial to understand.
我们这点很重要，我们要能理解。
Because if we're not in the universal body of Christ,
如果我们不是这个在宇宙的身体里,
we cannot express the Lord in the locality.
我们也没有办法在地方上来彰显主,
as the local church.
作为他的地方教会。
Actually, we don't even have the ground.
甚至我们连这个立场都没有。
Because we are not in one accord in the universal body of Christ.
因为我们在这个宇宙身体里面没有一的话。
If you get this, if you understand this,
如果你明白这一点
I tell you, you've understood something very marvelous.
你就明白了一个非常美妙的一点。
And I'm going to just use this illustration that the brothers have used many times over, but I'll use it again.
弟兄们讲这个例子讲了很多次，但是我宁愿再讲一次。
It's the illustration of the moon.
就是这个月亮的这个例子。
You know, the moon doesn't have its own light.
你知道这个月亮没有自己的光。
The moon actually just shines the light of the sun that it just reflects the light of the sun.
那其实它只是在反照太阳的光。
But when I'm in Montreal and I look at the moon,
当我在蒙特利尔我看到这个月亮的时候
I see the moon in Montreal.
我就看到蒙特利尔的月亮
Correct?
是不是这样的
And when I'm in New York City,
当我在纽约市的时候
I see the moon in New York City.
我看到这个纽约市教会的月亮
In Taiwan or in
在台
湾 wherever you want it to be,
无论你在哪里
Japan, Korea,
日本、韩国
But it's the same light.
但是其实是以同一个光
It's the same moon,
也是同一个月亮
but it's reflecting it locally.
但是它是在地方上这里来反照
You understand?
你大家可以理解吗
You know, tomorrow there's going to be an eclipse.
你知道明天有这个日食
An eclipse of the sun.
这就是日食
That's when the moon comes in front of the sun.
那就是那个当那个月亮移到这个太阳前面的时候
Okay, and then it will make a shadow.
然后它就会有一个阴影。
And that shadow that it actually shows on us is what we that's why we don't see all of the sun.
那个就是这个阴影，就是为什么我们又看不见太阳的原因。
And everybody gets really scared of that.
每个人大家现在都很害怕。
Don't be scared of that.
大家不要害怕。
It's just the moon going in front of the sun.
其实就是月亮移到太阳前面而已。
But anyways, it was just an example. I was going to give you something, but forget that. Forget that.
但是大家忘了这个吧？我只是想做一个例子而已。
Just, anyways, okay. D.
第四终点。
The Lord. D. Okay, I'll read D. The Lord's recovery is the recovery of the oneness of the body of Christ.
主恢复是恢复基督身体的一。
Okay, so the oneness of the body of Christ. What I said before is very, very important.
当我前面说到这个基督身体的一是非常非常重要
Because without the oneness of the body of Christ the Lord cannot come back
因为没有这个身体的一主就没有办法回来
And the Lord's recovery its purpose is to bring the Lord back
那主恢复的目的就是要把主带回来
Because God has a desire
因为神有一个心愿
He wants to be in man
他要造到人到人里面来
And he wants man to live in him
也希望人来住在他里面
so that man can express him here on the earth.
人好使人呢能够在地上彰显他
But he doesn't just want one man.
但是他不是想要只有一个人
He already had that.
他已经有了
With the Lord.
就是主耶稣
He wants the many grains.
他需要很多的籽粒
He wants the reproduction.
他希望有一个很大的复制
He wants a body.
他希望有一个身体
expressing itself on the earth.
在地上来彰显他。
Now I'm going to say something. The church is not the goal.
但我们要说，教会不是最终的目的。
You know, our local church here is not the goal.
我们这里的地方的教会不是最终的目的。
It's not what God wants.
不是神所要的。
You're going to say, well, what does God want? God wants a body.
那你说，那神要什么？神要这个身体。
And that body is universal.
这个身体是宇宙的。
The local church is only for the expression.
那地方的教会只是为着彰显而已。
It's not what God desires.
并不是神所要的那个东西。
So if you start seeing that,
如果你看见这一点
then you realize that here locally,
那你就明白在这里地方，在这里这个地方
we're here only for one purpose.
我们这里只有一个目的
to shine out the body of Christ.
就是来照耀这个基督的身体。
To shine out the universal body of Christ.
照耀这个宇宙的基督宇宙的身体。
Doctrines cannot cause us to be one.
道理无法让我们成为一。
I can guarantee you, doctrines will not cause us to be one.
我可以向你保证，道理无法让我们成为一。
Do you know how I know?
你知道这个？
Look at a few hundred years that have passed in Christianity.
在已过的几百年的这个基督教的历史。
Has one group managed to be doctrinally all one?
有没有一个团体能够在这个道理上？保持那个一呢
They always divide.
大家都在分裂
Division is based on doctrine.
其实分裂的根源就是道理
So that's why we have to be in life.
所以说我们要在生命里面
If we care principally for doctrine, we will be divided. Many Christians are amazed when they behold the oneness of the saints in the church life. They are surprised that those with different racial, cultural, and nationality background can be truly one.
是如果我们主要顾到的是道理，就会分裂。许多基督徒看到教会生活里圣徒的一，就非常惊讶，稀奇那些在种族、文化和国籍背景上不同的人，竟然能真正的成为一。
Remember, I said it doesn't matter who you are.
记得我说过， 你是谁并不重要。
It doesn't matter what you've attained in life.
啊，你人生的成功有多少也不重要。
It doesn't matter what you haven't attained in life.
或者说你还没有成就什么也不重要。
As soon as you believe in the Lord,
只要你来相信主，
you are a member of the body.
你就是身体的一部分。
And what is the most important thing?
最重要的是，
is that you are one.
你是一。
That is all that counts.
啊，这个就是唯一的，就是最重要的。
The rest of it makes no difference.
其他的都没有关系。
So imagine if we would have someone that would be sitting in the front row.
如果说有一个人坐在这个前排。
Long hair, shorts, T-shirt.
他长的头发，短裤，穿着这个汗衫。
Another one with tattoos.
另外有个人有纹身。
Earrings.
他的耳环。
Does it matter?
那个重要吗？
In the eyes of God, no.
在神的眼里当然不是。
In the eyes of God, that one sitting there, if he believes in him, he is a member of the body.
在神的眼里，只要那个人信入主，他就是身体的一部分。
Now, you may be terrified of that person. You may go, oh, you know, is he going to rob me? Is he going to steal me? Is he going to take my wallet?
你肯定会觉得对这个人感到害怕，你说哦，他会不会抢劫我？
But that's your opinion.
那是你的意见而已。
That has nothing to do with God.
那个跟神没有关系。
God doesn't care for those things.
神不在乎这些。
Actually, God doesn't really care about your wallet either.
神也不在乎你的钱包。
So if he takes it, well,
如果他抢你的钱包，那就
maybe praise the Lord.
也许你要赞美主。
Maybe he needed money.
也许他真的是需要钱。
See, God doesn't care for those things.
神不需要不在乎这些。
We care.
那我们当然是我们在乎。
Okay, three.We must stand on the unique ground of the church, the genuine ground of oneness.
第三重点，三大点，我们必须站在教会独一的立场，就是一的真正立场上。
How about we read A in English?
我们第一重点英文来读。
First Corinthians 1:2 speaks of the church at Corinth. This shows.Okay, I love the fact that they use this as an example. The church in Corinth.
我很喜欢这个用这个哥林多教会来做这个这个比喻做这个例子。
If you don't know the story of Corinth, well, you need to read the Bible because it's a great story.
如果你还不认识这个哥林多教会的话，你可以读读圣经，他们有很精彩的故事。
But let me summarize it really, really quickly.
做一个简单的总结。
The church in Corinth is a bunch of sinners.
这个哥林多教会就是一个罪人的组成集合。
And not just the good sinners, I mean really, really bad sinners.
不是说那些好的罪人，而是真的是很坏坏的罪人。
So some of you must say, well, what do you mean a bad sinner?
你是说，什么意思叫坏的罪人？
How bad can a sinner be? Oh, trust me, they were really bad.
那罪人能够有多坏呢？相信我，他们是很坏，很糟糕的。
But God still called it the church.
那神还是叫做那里的教会。
Isn't that interesting?
是不是很有意思呢？
Remember when I said it didn't matter about the members?
但我说过这个肢体它的状态它的情况其实并不重要。
And I gave you the example of the two that would be sitting here in front.
我跟你讲过说那可能会坐在我们前面的这两个人的例子。
Well, Corinth was full of those people.
那哥林多教会其实就是有很多那样的圣徒。
Actually, Corinth was even worse than that. Corinth actually had a point where they were divided.
这个哥林多其实比那个更糟。但那个时候他们其实已经有分裂了。
The verse, I'm from Apollo, I'm from Cephas, I'm from, you know, so I'm from Christ, right? All of this.
你记得那个经节说到说，有人说，我是属基督的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属保罗的。
But God still called it the church.
但神还是认为他们是教会。
So I just said before, remember I said before, you had to be one,you know, on the local ground to express God. And then there, now I'm telling you, the church in Corinth wasn't even one.
那我刚才，你记得我刚才说过说，你要是一在地方上的立场上来彰显。那你说，现在这个哥林多教会，他们甚至都不是一了。
But it's still the church.
但它还是教会。
How is that possible?
为什么呢？
Well, let me make it simple for you.
简单来说
How many churches are there in one city?
一个城市里面有多少的教会
One
对一个嘛
Were there believers in Corinth? Yes
那哥林多那里有没有信徒呢
So there's only one church
所以那里就只有一个教会
So he had to call it the church in Corinth
神就必须认他们做那里的教会了
You get the point?
你明白了吗
Isn't that interesting?
是不是很有意思
Because it was the church of God
因为它是神的教会
And the Lord loves the church.
但神爱这个教会。
So that means I'm going to use this as an example of love.
我们要用这个来做爱的这个例子。
If God loves the church,
如果神爱教会,
what do we have to do?
那我们要做什么呢?
We have to love the church.
我们也必须爱教会。
You could say, oh, my church is this. Oh, the saints don't do this. Oh, the saints should do that. Oh, this should be like this. This should be like that. It doesn't matter.
就是说啊，我的教会怎么样？这个圣徒们这个样。
It's the church.
但这些都没有问题，因为它还是教会啊。
You have to love the church.
你必须爱教会。
You don't have a choice.
你没有选择。
That's the hard part. You have to love the church. Can you love the church?
你必须爱教会，你能爱教会吗？
That's not loud, is it? Can you love the church?
声音不是太不够大啊。你能爱教会吗？
All right, B. But we read it in Chinese, B.
第二重点我们用中文来读。早期的教会生活的实习乃是一个城一个教会，一个城只有一个教会，没有一个城有一个以上的教会。
How about C in English?
第三重点英文。
Okay.So the ground is based on one thing, the oneness.
那立场只有一个基础就是合一。
So if you love the church,
如果你爱教会
and you are one with the members in the church,
并且与教会你的肢体是一的话
no matter what the circumstances,
无论这个情况是什么样的
then you are on the ground.
那你就是在这个立场上。
You don't have to worry, you're on the ground.
你不用担心，你就是在这个立场里面了。
You're exactly where the Lord wants you to be.
你就在主所要你在的地方了。
That's another verse, but anyways. Okay, so four.
第四大点。
There are four characteristics, oh, we could read it in English, yeah. There are four characteristics of the meeting of the genuine ground of oneness, the place and God has chosen. All right. Now we're at the place where God has chosen.
我们现在已经在神所选择的地方上了。
All right. Number one, A in Chinese.
第一重点有中文。So,
okay. Now you're going to ask yourself, well, that doesn't even qualify the church in Corinth, right?
你是说，那这个哥林多教会并不符合这一点呢。
Church in Corinth, there was oneness.
但是哥林多教会确实有一。
Because God had chosen the place.
因为神所选择这个地方。
And had chosen the ones that were there.
他选择了那些在那里的人。
If you read the stories, you will see it's very interesting.
如果你读这个他们的故事，你就会发现。
I believe there was a remnant in the church in Corinth.
我相信这个哥林多教会还有一个剩余残余的人。
The church is not dependent on the number of saints that are one.
这个哥林多教会教会并不在于这个在印尼的圣徒。
There's no magical number.
并没有一个
well, there is, actually.
神奇的数字
right?
神奇的数字其实是有的就是两两三三。
Two or three.
两和三。
That's the minimum, I think.
至少有。
That's the magical number, sorry, there is one.
那个就是最低的要求了。
So there's got to be at least two or three.
实际上意思说至少有两个或者三个。
Praise the Lord. I believe in Montreal there's two or three.
但我相信在我们那儿至少有两个三个或者四个五个他们是在伊犁的。
All right? So only that, right? Okay, B, in English. The second...
第二重点英文。第二。The Jesus, reality of which name is spirit, and designated by other name is to be denominated.Divided, and that is spiritual fornication.
Man. I think that explains it really well. How about C in Chinese?
第三重点中文。第三，在新约里，神的住处，神的居所，乃是特别设在我们的灵里， 也就是在我们调和的灵里，在我们蒙重生由神圣的圣灵所内住之人的灵里，我们在敬拜神的聚会里必须操练我们的灵，并在我们的灵里做一切事。
So everything that we do in the church life has to be done in spirit.
我们在教会生活里面所做的一切事就必须是在灵里来做。
Okay, this is a really wonderful thing that shows us why we need to be in the church life.
这就是说明为什么我们必须要在教会生活里面。
This point measures us.
这一点呢，其实在量我们。
This is the measuring point for us.
这对我们来说应该是我们的一把尺。
Are we always in spirit?
我们是不是时常在灵里呢？
Do we make mistakes?
我们是不是犯错？
Isn't that interesting?
那是不是很有意思？
But the trick is not that if we make mistakes.
但秘诀是并不在于说是我们是否犯错。
Or if we have opinions.
或者说我们有意见。
Is do we turn our mind to our spirit?
在于我们把我们的心思转向您。
Do we set our mind to our spirit?
是不是我们把我们的心思注意到转向您呢？
You know, I'm going to say something very strange, but I'm going to say that it's okay to have an opinion.
我要说，其实可能你们会觉得很奇怪，就是说有意见没所谓。
And it's okay to offend the saints.
冒犯人也没所谓。
And it's okay to be offended by the saints.
甚至被人冒犯也没所谓。
Because it shows you exactly where you're at.
因为这些都会暴露你的光景。
But what is not okay?
那就是有所谓的是什么呢？
Is not to turn your mind to the spirit.
而是我们没有把我们的心思回到灵里。
Because if you stay in yourself,
如果你就是坚持在自己里面，
then you are no longer on the ground.
那你就不在这个立场上了。
But as soon as you realize it and you turn your mind to your spirit,
但一旦你有警觉，你把你的心思回到灵里，
how wonderful everything is!
一切都很美妙。
Sometimes you even forget why you got upset at the brother.
有时候你甚至忘了为什么你对那个弟兄那么生气。
Actually, you always forget why you get upset at a brother when you're in your spirit.
其实当你在你灵里的时候，你常常就会忘记为什么你要对那个弟兄生气。
The spirit is such a crucial point here.
灵就是这个关键转捩点。
And it's such a crucial point to be on the ground.
也是我们在那里在这个立场上的这个关键点。
And let me just give you another verse that's not on here.
我跟你讲一个经节，并没有在这个上面标出来。
The Lord says that if you do not forgive your brother, he will not forgive you also.
主说你如果不原谅你的弟兄，他也不会原谅你。不赦免，赦免。
That's really harsh.
是不是这个话很重啊？
That means if you can't forgive your brother,
如果你不能赦免你的弟兄，
the Lord won't forgive you either.
主也不会赦免你。
One time.
只要一次。
If you don't forgive your brother,
如果你
one time,
如果你只有一次没有赦免你的弟兄，
when you come to the throne,
当你来到这个神的宝座前的时候，
the Lord will say, you have not forgiven your brother.
主就会说，你没有赦免你的弟兄。
So I will not forgive you.
我也不会赦免你。
That's a warning to us.
那应该对我们是一个警告。
It's a big warning.
应该是一个严重的警告。
You see, we believe the ground is just something, the ground of the church, you know, it's something just abstract.
我们常常会以为说这个立场就是教会的立场是一个很虚
幻的东西。It's not. There's a reality to this.
但是其实上今天它是非常实际的。
These four points are real.
这四点是真的，真实的。
You know, it's not just this abstract thing.
并不是一个抽象的东西。
It's an actual, real thing in your daily life.
而是你每一天生活里面一个可以真实可经历的。
Amen. Four.
Amen.
How about we read it in Chinese?
第四重点中文。第四，我们敬拜神时，必须真实应用祭坛所表征之基督的十字架，拒绝肉体、己和天然生命，并单单凭基督来敬拜神。
Okay. I'm running out of time, but I'm going to do this anyways.
我时间不多，但是我还是要讲。
The cross is really wonderful.
十字架是非常奥妙。
Because the cross is actually the center of the universe.
这个十字架其实是宇宙的中心。
It's literally the center of the universe.
意思就真的就是宇宙的中心。
This is where man and God meets.
因为是人和神相会的地方。
I don't know if you remember, But during the training, last training, Brother James shared about the matter of the cross.
大家不知道记不记得，在已过的下期训练里面，李龙辉弟兄讲到这个十字架。
And he made a diagram of the temple.
他画了这个圣殿的这个图表。
And it had three doors in, and in the middle it had the altar, and then it had where God was, the habitation was, and then the altar was considered as the cross, and he had drew it as a red dot.
嗯，啊，就是有三个门，然后后面有那个神的殿，就是神的这个居所，然后它中间有个祭坛，然后它是用一个红点也指示出来，说这个预表着十字架就是在这个中间。
And the temple is made of acacia wood. It's not overlaid with gold.
这个圣殿是用皂荚木造的，而且还没有包金。
That's the humanity of Christ.
是代表着基督的人性。
And each panel is carved.
那每个板呢都是有
palm trees,
上面有雕刻着有那个棕树。
I'm trying to help you out here.
我想给你们一点
帮助。For the ones that were there and the ones that were not, well, this is a little bit of a picture.
如果你去了没有？但是这个就是那个图画。
And the reason why I'm sharing this,
我分享这一点的原因是
is because that is a type of the church.
因为那个就是教会的预表。
That is a type of the body.
这个身体的预表。
That is the expression of the Lord here on earth.
也是主在这地方的彰显的一个预表。
But two things that shocked me in that sharing, one is that it wasn't overlaid with gold.
两点让我很惊讶，就一个是它没有包金。
And two, the altar was in the middle and was the cross and it was the center of the universe.
第二点就是这个祭坛所预表的这个十字架其实在中间也是这个宇宙的中心。
Okay, the first thing is important to understand, that's the humanity of Christ.
第一点就是说耶稣的人性。
Right? So, everything in that temple is the humanity of Christ.
里面的每一件事情都预表着基督的人性。
That means everything that is expressed is the humanity of Christ in the church.
那教会生活中所彰显的都只应该是耶稣的人性。
That means in the church, we need to express Christ humanly.
意思就是在教会里面，我们要以人的来彰显基督的生命。
But the only way we can do that is through the cross.
那我们能彰显的这个唯一的路就是借着十字架。
And that's where you meet God.
也是你遇到与神相会的地方。
Okay, so right here, right now, the ground of the church is based on us meeting God and going through the cross so that we can express Christ in his humanity, right? And in his living to one another.
你可以说这个你的立场就是说我们每一个人借着十字架来与基督相会，并且在人性里面来彰显基督。
Now, I wonder if you've ever thought about the ground of the church as being something so amazing.
你们有没有想到过其实教会的立场是何等的这样的奇妙。
But now I'm going to say another thing. Remember one thing. What is the source?
还有一件事情我要说，记得那个源头是什么。
The source is God.
源头就是神。
It is always God.
只有神。
There's nothing else than God.
除神以外没有别的。
In the church.
在教会里面。
In the local church.
在地方教会里面。
On the ground of the church.
就是在教会的立场上。
And God has chosen it.
神拣选了他。
He chose exactly where it is. And do you know what where he has chosen?
他选择了。你知道他拣选了什么样的地方？
Do you know where it is?
你知道在哪里吗？
It's in your spirit.
就在你的灵里。
That is what God has chosen.
那是神所选择的地。
In your spirit.
就是在你的灵里。
Everything you need is in your spirit.
你所需要的一切都是在你的灵里。
Okay, point five. How about we read it in English, point five together?
英文。
It's a commandment that captivated. In Chinese, A.
第一重点中文。以色列人从被掳归回，其特别的目的是为着重建殿宇，做神在地上他选民中间的家，并为着重建神在地上的国，以完成神永远的定旨。
B in English. Likewise. See in Chinese.
中文。以色列人剩下的渔民得恢复，从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，为着重建殿和城，表征召会剩下的渔民被主恢复，脱离今天分裂和混乱，回到原初一的立场，为着建造召会做神的家和神的国。
One in English, God's people.Need to be recovered out of Babylon, back to the unique ground of the. Two in Chinese.
在召会的恢复里，我们正在建造基督的身体，就是神的殿，神的家。
And D.
第四大终点，我们做人就必须做基督徒，做基督徒就必须做基督身体的一个肢体。作为身体的肢体，我们必须有身体生活，要在身体的生活里，就必须找到正确的立场，把自己摆在其上，并实行正确的召会生活。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that enjoyable?
是不是很享受呢？
Amen.
Amen.
I'm really touching this matter.
我真的是很被这一点摸索。
You know, I hope that you take the time.
我希望你们花一点时间。
And you read these verses.
来读这些经节。
And you reread this plan.
你也读这个纲要。
Because it's really crucial that we understand.
我们能对这点理解真的是非常的重要。
I know I said a lot of things in a very short amount of time.
我知道在很短的时间我讲了很多东西。
But you need to make it your own.
你必须要把这个东西接收到你自己里面来。
You need to realize how important the ground is.
你必须要认识到这个立场地方的立场多么的重要。
You need to realize how important the church is.
必须意识到教会多么的重要。
And you need to have a vision of the body.
你必须要有这个身体的意象。
Because in the body,
因为在身体里面
is where you're going to be measured.
就是你所要被量度的地方。
And if you don't know the body,
如果你不认识身体
then it's very difficult to be measured.
也是很难被量度。
Because everyone here wants to grow.
因为这里的每一个人都想长大。
But if you don't know the body,
如果你不认识这个身体的话
is very difficult to grow.
也是很难的在长大。
So it is crucial.
这很难。
Go back home.
回家。
Read the verses.
读这个经节。
Read the life studies.
读这个生命读经。
Get into it.
进到里面来。
And enjoy the body.
享受这个身体。
And I tell you, the church life will be wonderful.
我告诉你，这个教会生活会非常的美妙。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, I really enjoy about the body of Christ. Because this is, this is the final, you may say, the message six. And that's the conclusion of this weekend conference. It says, the title is Knowing the Church.
标题是讲到认识召会
and the unique ground of the church.
关于召会独一的立场
and our brother also say you might as well you can change the church to the body.
你可以把这里的召会换成身体
knowing the body.
认识身体
and the unique ground of the body.
认识身体独一的立场
why this is the conclusion?
为什么这是总结呢
and because this is the goal.
这是目标
this is God's desire.
这是神的心意
I have about 20 minutes, or I try to do it in 15 if I can. Brothers want me to give an overview of this weekend's conference. As you can see, we have six messages, maybe on the average 3 minutes per message. So, what I will do is that I will probably instead of just speaking, I read various verses, you can follow through, and then this will be the essence of these weekends. So if you have your Bible, please take it out. We can read some verses. The first one, let's turn to Ephesians. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Some of these I'll read, some of these I will ask you to read. Yeah. And Ephesians is a book on the body of Christ. The subject is the church, the mystery of Christ, the body of Christ, as the fullness of Christ, becoming the fullness of God. And then you will know that in the very beginning is this, says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And everything comes from the Father. And this one who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. Is that good? Do you want to be blessed? Actually, the Father of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ actually blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. And this blessing was He that chosen us in Him, that is in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blemish before Him in love. Predestined us. Before you were born, He has chosen you, predestined you for something that this whole world cannot give you. That is according to His good pleasure in His will. He decided. God has a will. According to the good pleasure, He chosen you. That is to be the praise of the glory of His grace, with which He graced us in the beloved. He gonna bestow us with something which no one can give you. To the point that to this glorious God, we can be His praise. And then, therefore, He did many things. I can only skip in the middle and come to the last two verses in chapter 1. Let's read it together. All together. So save time. In your language. Let's go. Verse 22, 23. Let's go. He who said, so God came to do something. Actually, what He did is that subjected the whole universe under His feet. And to do what? To give Him to be head of all things. That is, give Christ to be the head of all things. For the purpose is that to the church. In other words, everything God did, in Christ did, for only one purpose. That is, to the church. And what is the church? Which is this church? The church which is His body. So the church is not any organization. It's not a building. It's not a human organization. The church is His body. With such a description is that the church is the one, the body is the fullness of the one who fills all and in all. Saints, this is the view of God to the church. What's your view of the church? Is that some organization I can get a little bit of comfort? Surely we get a comfort. Is something that we call some socialization? Surely that's the highest social life God ordained for people. And many, many other things. But in God's view, this body of Christ is the fullness of the one that is Christ himself. This is the fullness of the one who fills all and in all. This is God's view of his body. Everything he has, everything he did, everything he has accomplished, everything he's doing today and he will do is for this one purpose, is to the church. So that he can gain the body. So that he can have the full expression. Even though he's the one who is already fills all in all, he still needs the fullness. This is the first aspect of the church to God, to the Lord. Let's turn to Ephesians 5. Another aspect, which is very, very dear to him. Again, I will read some verses and you will read certain verses. Verse 25 in chapter 5. You just follow me. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. So although he is talking about the husband and wife, but actually he's talking about Christ and the church. Here says that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. You know, we know Christ died for me. Surely he died for you. But he has a larger view. He saved you, saved me. Died for you, died for me. Paid the ransom. Paid the price. To redeem us, to purchase us, to buy us back from all kinds of slavery, set us free. We really thank the Lord for that. But God save us. Give himself up for her. Her means the church. So that we can all be built up together as his wife. So that he says, 26, that he might sanctify her, cleanse her by the washing of the water in the word. So this is God's goal, and that he might present the church to himself, glorious, and not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, that she would be holy and without blemish. And verse 32, the mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ and the church. So these two aspects, the church is the body of Christ, the one, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Church is also to be the bride of Christ. Actually, this matter of the Christ one, the bride, it starts from the Genesis 1 all the way through the Revelation 22. That he might sanctify her. Without not having spot or wrinkle. Glorious presented to himself. This is God's view of the church. What is your view of the church? What is your view? This is why the title of the weekend conference is the following. You probably on your outline, you can read that. Let's read it together. The general title, subject, the general subject. Gaining. To gain Christ. The reason that, you already see that, the goal, the entire universe, including you and me, for only one purpose. That is Christ wants to gain the church. The church is his body, The church is his bride.
教会是他的身体，是他的心腹。
大声一点，大声一点。
教会是他的身体，是他的心腹。
Amen. 大家听不见你。
Amen.
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the bride of Christ.
教会是基督的心腹。
And Christ today, in all his administration,governing the entire universe, including all the government, all the environment of the earth.
啊，基督今天在宇宙的行政中，包括所有的在地上的政权权柄。
Is for one thing.
他，管制这一切是为着一件事情。
To build up the church.
是为着建造教会。
As his body.
作为他的身体。
As his bride.
作为他的心腹。
This is the goal.
这是神的目标。
Then saints, what's your goal in your life?
那圣徒们，你们人生的目标是什么
？What's your purpose of life？
你们人生的目的是什么
？If you're not one with God's goal，
你们如果不与神的目的是一
，If you're not one with God's purpose，
你不与神的这个心意是一
，Your entire life is wasted。
你整个的人生将会浪费。
Because when the age comes， nothing in the universe will stay。
当这个主再来的时候，所有宇宙的都会
Nothing will be worthwhile。
任何的事物都会成为
only,
没有任何的价值。
Only Christ and the church will stand forever.
只有基督与教会能够存到永远。
That is the bride and the bridegroom.
那就是新郎与新妇。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The new heaven and new earth.
新天与新地。
With the new Jerusalem.
有新耶路撒冷。
We have to have this view.
我们必须有这样的看见。
We have to have this vision.
我们必须有这样的意向。
And for this kind of vision.
为着这样的意向
，Paul just want to say, Lord, I just want you. I don't want anything else.
保罗就向着主说，我只要你，我不要其他的。
Because what he wants, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, is Christ Himself.
当他要基督的身体，基督的心腹，
just、
就是基督的。
Just like a typology, Eve came out from Adam.
就像这个预表一样，夏娃就是从亚当出来。
The church came out from Christ.
教会是从基督出来。
The body of Christ has to come out from Christ.
基督的身体必须是从基督出来。
The bride of Christ has come out from Christ.
基督的心腹必须是从基督身
上出来。So therefore, for us to really build up the church, build up the body, prepare the bride.
所以我们如果要建造基督的身体，预备心腹，
we only have one thing to do.
我们只要做一件事情。
That is to gain Christ.
就是要赢得基督。
To gain Christ.
赢得基督。
Without Christ, there's no body.
没有基督就没有教会。
Outside of the Christ is no church.
没有基督就没有教会。
The church is the extension of Christ.
教会是基督的延展。
His reproduction.
是基督的复制。
His increase.
是他的繁增。
His manifestation.
是他的彰显。
That's the only way we can prepare the body of Christ.
这是唯一的我们可以预备
基督
身体的路。所以保罗看见了
这个。He says, I will count everything else as done.
他说我要把其他的一切事情都是。
I will pursue to gain Christ.
来赢得基督
to gain the excellency of Christ,
来赢得超越的基督
so that I can be constituted with Christ,
所以我可以被基督构成
so that's the only way,
这是唯一的
this is the reason the title is gain Christ,
这就是这里讲到要赢得基督
gain Christ,
赢得基督
gain Christ in his excellence,
赢得超越的基督
not just gain a little bit,
不是赢得一点点
not just get an initial stage,
不是在这个初阶的阶段
but gainThe riches of Christ,
赢得基督的丰富
all the way into the excellency of Christ,
直到基督的超越。
So even Paul is just I pursue.
他讲到保罗说我追求。
I drop everything to pursue this.
我放弃一切来追求。
In order to gain Christ,
来为着赢得基督。
So that I can magnify Christ,
所以我可以显大基督。
So that I can live Christ,
我可以活基督。
So that Christ is my life,
所以基督是我的生命。
So that I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着。
So that I live is Christ living.
我的生活就是基督的生活。
So that for me to live.Is Christ.
所以在我活着就是基督。
This is Paul's view.
这是保罗的看见。
This should be our view also.
这也希望成为我们的看见。
So this is the beginning and the end of this conference.
这是开头和这个结束。这个
the gaining Christ.
得着基督。
To prepare the body of Christ.
来预备基督的身
体。And this body of Christ, I may say a little bit. It's not just abstract.
我要说一些基督的身体不是很抽象。
This is universal spiritual essence and the inward reality.
这个宇宙的身体它有一个素质和
一个实际。But also, there's a particularity for his today's testimony expression in each locality.
在每一个地方上有它实际的操练和彰显。
You cannot just say, I only want the universal Christ The church, I don't want the local church.
你不能说我只要宇宙的身体而不要地方的。
This is a very serious matter.
这是一个很严肃的问题。
Historically, we know that there is a very spiritual man called Austin Sparks.
在历史上有一个很属灵的人叫这个史百克。
He saw the vision of the glorious Christ.
他看见荣耀的基督的意象。
And he really has a portion as the ministry revealed this aspect of divine truths.
他确实在这一方面有从神来的这个指示来展这个启示。
But he does not want the local church.
但是他不要地方召会。
And then you know what happened.
你知道发生了什么。
Once he began to oppose this,
当他反对这个时候
the inward flow in him was cut off.
当他里面这个内在生命的流被切断了。
Because the goal is very good.
这个目标是很荣耀的。
But you have the way to get there.
但是你必须有这个实际的道路来达到这个目标。
What is the way to build up the universal body of Christ?
那什么是这个实际的路能够建造宇宙的基督宇宙的身体？
The practical way, the real practical way which is ordained by God.
这个神所预定的这个实际的路
is the local churches.
就是地方召会。
That's why in Revelation there's seven local churches.
这为什么在启示录有七处地方召会？
Seven golden lampstands.
七处金灯台。
You have to be practically in the local churches.
你必须实际的在地方召会。
To practice the church life.
来操练召会生活。
And then you can be practically being transformed, renewed, and so forth, preparing the body of Christ.
你才可以实际的被更新、被变化，来预备基督的信徒。
We cannot live in the air.
我们不能在空中。
We certainly have to pursue the spiritual reality.
我们确实需要追求这个属灵的实
际。But the spiritual reality has to have the practicality.
但是这个属灵的实际必须有实际操练的路。
Because today we are still living in space and time.
因为我们今天仍然在时间与空间中生
活。And not only that, we are not fully transformed, renewed, glorified yet.
我们没有被完全的变化。
We still have a portion of an old man need to be changed.
我们的旧人仍在需要变化。
We still have a natural disposition need to be dealt with.
我们天然的个性需要被对付。
The only way you and me,
唯一的路你和我
can be transformed, renewed, and so forth,
能被变化更新
is practically in the local churches.
就是实际的在教会生活中。
So that you and I we can corner together.
所以我们可以彼此的这个
This is through all the epistles.
不是，这是
all the epistles was written.
这是在这个所有的这个书信里面。
In the beginning, always give you the vision.
他书信里面给你一个高的意象。
At the end, always say you have to be in the local churches.
但是也告诉你必须实际的在教会生活里。
That's why we need all the virtues.
所以就为什么需要所有的人性美德。
That's why we need the long suffering.
需要这个
we need the forbearance.
我们需要这个忍耐。
And we need all this endurance.
我们需要这个恒切的
That's how we get transformed.
这就是我们如何的被变化。
If you go away by yourself in some monastery,
你如果去这个修道院
，you have no way practically to be renewed and transformed.
你没有一个实际的路能够被变化、
God、
被更新。神是智慧的。
This view.Glorious church.
这个荣耀的召会的意象。
He also know what we need.
他需要知道我们需要什么。
He put every one of us.
每一个人。
In a local church.
在召会里面。
In the local church.
在地方召会里
面。Whether you like it, you don't like it.
你喜欢或者不喜欢。
That's the place by God's sovereign to put you there.
这就是在神的主宰里面把你放在的地方里面。
And for one purpose.
是为着一个目的。
That we can be renewed.
我们可以被更新。
We can be transformed.
我们可以被变化。
We can be conformed.
我们可以被磨成。
And we can practically be building up.
我们可以实际的被建造在
一起。So that we can be transformed into His image.
我们可以被变化成他荣耀的形象。
This is why we need the local church.
这就是为什么我们需要地方召会。
And also, this is why Matthew 16, there's a revelation of the universal church.
这就为什么在马太福音十六章有一个关于宇宙身体的启示。
Upon the revelation that Jesus is Christ, is the Son of the Living God.
在这个关于基督的是神的儿子的意象的启示之上。
This is Christ. So Christ reveals us to the church.
基督把召会的意象启示给我们。
I will build my church.
他也说我要建造我的召会。
Because that's what we come for.
这是他来的目的。
He want to gain the body.
他要得着。
He want to gain his bride.
他要得着他的心腹。
You recognize me as the church, as Christ. You recognize me through the revelation of the Father. I'm the Christ.
借着父神的启示，你认识到我是基督。
But I also tell you this only half of the revelation.
但是我告诉你，这只是一半的启示。
I will reveal to you what I want.
我要启示给你我要什么。
I will build up my church.
他说我要建造我的教会。
My body
是我的身体。
Which is my bride.
这是我的心腹。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Let's have this view.
让我们有这样的看见。
And then, not stop at the chapter 16.
我们不要停在第十六章。
Continue to chapter 18.
我们来到第十八章。
Now in the chapter 18.
在第十八章中。
I don't have the time to read to you. And now.You come together in the local churches now.
当你们来到地方教会中
，Well, they got problems.
有一些的问题。
Maybe some offenses.
有一些的冒犯。
Some problems.
有一些问题。
What you gonna do?
那你怎么办呢
？We give up.
Uh,
we leave one another.
你离开吗
？I don't like you.
说我不喜欢你。
I got offended by you.
我被你冒犯了。
Everyone is offending everybody.
每个人都在冒犯别人。
How we gonna come together?
那我们怎么来在一起呢
？Oh Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊。
We leave one another.
我们这个离开吗？
We don't have the body anymore.
那我们就没有身体了。
No body actually means we are not being able to be transformed.
没有身体的生活，我们就没有办法被变化。
We cannot be renewed.
我们没办法被更新。
Our old man cannot be dealt with.
我们的旧人没有办法被对付。
We don't have the practicality of the cross of the death of the cross.
我们没有十字架的实际。
Neither can we have the real opportunity to enjoy him as the resurrection life.
我们也没有。真正的机会来享受他作为复活的生命。
So it says in 18, now we come to the local churches.
所以在第十八章，我们来到地方教会。
You have the problem, you have to pray.
你有问题吗？就需要祷告。
Two or three have to gather together to pray.
两两三三的要来在一起祷告。
Pray in one accord.
在同心合意里。
Into the triune God.
把自己祷告到三一神里面。
So that you can pray in harmony.
所以你们可以在合一
里。In that harmony, God will speak.
在一里面神会说话。
And then he will have the rhema word to you.
他会有及时的话。
And through that rhema word to you, you pray that word back to God, and God will fulfill anything.
有神及时的话，你再祷告回去神，神会答应你一切的祷告。
You can recover an offended brother.
你可以恢复一个被冒犯的弟兄。
You can also deal with and supply an offending brother.
你可以你可以去对付一个冒犯别人的弟兄。
And then you can gain the new ones. You can preach the gospel.
你可以得着一个新人传。
You can also shepherd one another.
你可以牧养
feeding one another.
喂养。
Because you will know everyone's situation in your prayer.
你会在祷告中知道每一个人的情形。
Prayer just means we want to be one with the Lord.
祷告就是说到我们要与神是一。
Open our whole being to Him.
把我们全人向主敞开。
For Him to shine in us.
让他来光照我们。
For Him to speak to us.
向我们说话。
Whatever need to be dealt with, we have to say amen to him.
我们任何需要被对付的地方，我们需要同意。
Willing to agree with him.
我们需要同意，同意让神来对付。
Willing to drop whatever we hold on to.
我们需要把我们自己所坚持的放下。
In here, there's a price to pay.
这里就需要付代价。
What do we pay?
我们要付什么代价呢
？Our soul life.
我们的魂生命。
Our soul life is actually the one.Prevent, that's the gates of the Hades.
我们的魂生命是这个阴间的门。
You read chapter 16 of Matthew.
你读十六章马太福音。
After the Lord revealed this.
当主这个启示了这些。
What's rising up? What's rising up to oppose this?
这个那有什么能够抵挡这些呢
？Opinions,
就是意见。
Opinions,
人的意见。
Intentions,
人的意图。
The good ones.
甚至是好的
意图。Lord, these things can never happen to you.
像彼得一样，主啊，这个绝不发生在你身上。
And the Lord says, Satan, get behind.
主说，撒旦，退到我后面。
This is the gates of the Hades. Is our soul life.
这就是这个阴间的门，就是我们的魂生命。
That's why the Lord, if you want to come after me, you have to deny your soul life.
这就是主说，为什么要跟从我，要否认你的魂生命。
So this is the practical church life.
这就是实际的教会生活。
And only in the practical church life.We experience our soul life being dealt with.
这只有在实际的教会生活里，我们才会经历我们的魂生命
被对付。So we can deny our soul life.
所以我们可以否认我们的魂生命。
So that we can be renewed and transformed.
我们可以被更新、被变化。
So that we can be one accord.
所以我们可以成为同心合意。
So the Lord can move in His body.
所以神可以在主可以在我们的同心合意里。
Today the resurrected and pneumatic Christ today is living in you, living in me.
这个今天这个士灵的基督住在你里面，也住在我里面。
And if we are now one with Him.He has no way to move on the earth.
如果我们不与他是一，他没有办法在这个地上行动。
So today, by this practicality, we live in the church life by two or three to pray together.
我们在这个地方教会实际的生活中，能够两两三三祷告在一起。
Practically, we can deny the soul life.
这个否认我们的魂生命。
We love one another.
我们爱彼此。
Because we love the Lord.
因为我们爱主。
So then we love the brothers.
然后我们爱弟兄。
This is the key for us to be fruitful.
这是我们能够结果子的关键。
So this take us to John 15.
这个就把我们带到约翰福音第十五章。
The Lord says, I am the true vine.
主说我是真葡萄树。
The Father is the husbandman.
啊，父是栽培的人。
And then you are the many branches.
你们是
You abide in me, abide in you.
啊，你们住在我里面，我也住在你里面。
If abide in me, my word will be in you.
住在我里面，我的话也住在你的里面。
Because then you abide in me by prayer, by two or three, minister to me.I will minister to you.
啊，你们这两两三三，这个借着祷告，这个住在我里面，
and、
我也会供应你们住在你们里面。
You dwell in me, that means you live in my love.
啊，你们住在我里面，就是住在我的爱里面。
And by that love, you can really love one another.
啊，在借着这样的爱，你能够爱彼此。
And we are filled with atmosphere of love.
啊，我们会被这个爱的空气充满。
How can you not be fruitful?
啊，你怎么会这样如怎么会不结果子呢？
You love the brothers. You love the brothers.
你爱弟兄。
You love the saints.
你爱圣徒。
You love the sinners.
你爱罪人。
You love everybody.
你爱所有的人。
Because God so loved the world.
因为神爱这个造爱世界。
So we see people, we love them.
所以我们向世人说我们爱你。
We want to rescue them. We don't want them to perish.
我们要救他，拯救他。
We don't want to live in the vanity of the life.
我们不想他人生虚空。
We don't want them to be swallowed by the world.
我们必须不想他被世界吞噬。
We want to take them out from the Egypt.
我们想把他从埃及带出来， 从法老的这个霸占下带出来。
You have a burden for them.
我们有一个很自然的向他们负担。我们为他们祷告。
You minister to them.
我们向他传述神的话。
That's the way to gain fruit.
这就是得着扩增的路。
Be filled with God's love.
被神的爱充满。
God has a burden for man.
神对人有负担。
If we don't have a burden for man, as God a burden for man, we cannot preach the gospel.
如果我们对人没有负担，像神一样，我们没有办法传福音。
Preaching the gospel is not activity.
因为福音不是一个外面的活动。
It's actually the inward flowing out of God's life.
是我们里面这个神生命的涌流。
And in that, we also shepherd one another.
在这样的生命里，我们也牧养。
When anyone got saved, we love them.
当人新人得救，我们爱他。我们希望他们长大。
We want to feed them.
我们希望喂养他。
According to their need.
根据他的需要。
If they need milk, we give them milk.
如果他们需要奶，就喂他奶。
If they need more, we give them more hard food, solid food.
如果他们需要这个干粮，我们就给他干粮。
So that they can grow.
所以他们可以生命长
大。And grow to a certain extent, they need to be constituted with the truth.
当他们长大到一定程度，他们需要被真理构成。
So then we'll give them spiritual education.
我们需要给他属灵的教育。
We'll minister them with the truth.
我们用真理来供应他。
With the word.
用神的话。
And for that,We have to be constituted.
为着这样，我们自己需要被构成。
So that we can flow to the others.
所以我们可以涌流给他。
And then you have to feed them with the spiritual food.
你用属灵的食物来喂养他。
And the spiritual food is what?
那什么是属灵的食物呢？
It's nothing but Christ Himself.
对，就是基督自己。
Christ is the food.
基督是食物。
I'm the true bread.
他是真粮。
I'm the true drink.
他是真的饮料。
Drink me, eat me.
吃我喝我。
And to the point that as our brother said, you know.We have to be edible also.
就像弟兄所说的，到一个程度，我们必须成为可吃的。
Can minister to you on that, but the key point is this: we love them, we want to feed them.
我们就喂养
他。We want them to grow up, just like we are like we love our children.
就像我们爱我们的孩子一样。
We give them the food, we give them the drink, we give them the
clothes,
we give them everything. We want to be educated, we want to be useful.
是希望他成为有用的。
We want them to grow up.
希望他们长大。
This is what.
这是什么？
This is the spreading.Of the divine vine tree.
这就是宇宙的葡萄树的扩大。
In life and organically. This summarizes the middle four messages.
这就是我们
Two or three prayer as a vital group.
就是两两三三的成为祷告的活力。
If you haven't got into it, actually, perhaps in the future, I don't know, the brothers can give you a sheet. You can sign up. Find a companion.
请你也许弟兄们会给你一张这个一张纸，这个
the Lord,
找到一个同伴。主啊，我需要帮助。
I need the member of the body to help me.
我需要基督身体的肢体的帮助。
To have a regulated divine living.
需要一个有规律的神圣的一个生活。
In the kingdom.
在国度里的生活。
Not in a loose way.
不是一个松散的。
But govern.
被受管受管制的
by the regulated by the divine life
受神圣生命的管制
following the divine law
遵守属灵的规律
then we will bear fruit
然后我们就会结果子
and in that we pray together
在这里面我们祷告在一起
in that we share the gospel
我们分享福音
in that we shepherd one another
在这样两两三三里我们牧养
and in that we gain the organic increase
我们得着一个这个生机的扩增
then we can multiply our Vital group.
我们可以繁殖我们的这个活力小孩。
And then we have increased the home meetings.
我们可以增加这个
家聚
会。
Then we have increase of the district.
我们会增加区。
And then we can increase the churches.
然后我们可以扩展召会。
This is the practical way for us to build up the body of Christ.
这就是实际的建造基督身体的路。
Which is the fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
就是这个在万有中充满万有者的那一位的丰满。
This is to prepare the bride.
这就是预备心腹。
Sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的圣别。
Without any blemish.
没有任何的
holy,
瑕疵，半点瑕疵。
Can satisfy the Lord.
这个荣耀的召会能够满足主。
This will end this age.
这就是在这个时代。
This will bring in the kingdom.
这会转移这个时代，会把国度带进来。
This will bring in the New Jerusalem.
这会把新耶路撒冷带进来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.